The Whip Wake Up Show on the morning after the election. It is time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We're even a little early, about 15 seconds. Jason Cairns from Eau Claire, the neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic, who kind of raises the IQ here of the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How late did you stay up monitoring election results?
You know what? I actually last night did not watch election results at all.
Huh. Did you watch Tommy Boy again instead?
No, I watched a sitcom called The Middle. When I got home, Heather had the news on, and she said, you can put something else on. And so I actually didn't know anything that happened until this morning.
Okay.
And which was a little bit, I love and hate politics.
Uh-huh.
And so there's, it was probably good for my soul to not stay up monitoring the election results last night.
Let me share with you, I too had probably the best election night because while I was monitoring some, I reached a point where, you know, it was after 9, and I'm like, I'm tired. And so,
yeah.
And I think as I put my Chromebook away, I think her comment was about growing up or something. Anyhow, yeah, it was good to wake up this morning and just kind of learn it and share it. And
yeah.
So if people are
right.
Wanting to know, Governor Evers winning the governor's race, it looks like Ron Johnson reelected to the Senate for a third term, even though he's got about, 300,000 vote lead. Over Barnes. So, Congress, Derek Van Orden, Jeff Smith leading narrowly in that state Senate contest. I mean, that's the closest I've seen. It's about, several hundred votes. So,
Yeah. You know, and you think about, 100 years ago, that's kind of how everybody had to do it, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was no 24-hour news cycle to monitor to see what was going on. And it raises the question whether that was a healthier approach for us.
Oh, sure. I mean, if it was possible, there's no going back. The genie's out of the bottle.
Right.
So
it is, yes.
Republicans
sure.
With a House lead in terms of 199 to 173, but they've added four at this point. They'll probably have control of the House. The Senate, more unsure. Democrats still up 48-47. So still waiting on that. So there you go.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
was it a red wave? It wasn't a huge wave. But
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, very good.
Recap. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We're healthier. And I don't ever remember being this well rested after an election night. So
you and me both. So
okay.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
I hear you on the love hate with politics. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
All right. Romans 8, 28 through 30. I'll tell you what. I do love Romans 8, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And well-known verse here. So it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory.
Hmm. That's a mouthful. And I'm thinking this is a great passage here the day after the election. Win or lose here. Here we go. Romans 8, 28 through 30 from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which you can order on Amazon, says, too often people have used Romans 8, 28 to minimize pain and suffering, offering peace where there is no peace. However, I want you to understand that considering my final restoration of the entire cosmos, I waste nothing. Every chapter of your story matters to me. My spirit is with you in celebration and suffering, clarity and disorientation. I've been writing the story of your transformation into love longer than you can imagine. Everything I have promised will come to pass. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I think that is a great reminder, maybe always, but especially today, that God is in the business of restoring everything. And even if we struggle to understand what happened last night, it's true that he is transforming us into love. And to look for glimpses of that where we can, I think, is important.
Hmm. Interesting. Because the word that, I'm just imagining, it's because you take the scripture and you use your imagination, the word imagination
right.
is there,
yep.
in terms of imagining God trying to say to you, his adopted son through faith in Christ, all right, this is what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah.
And it's a devotional commentary that is imaginative. And I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be interesting to have part of the scripture to say, too often people have used this verse to minimize pain and suffering. So
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jason. Right. Talk to you tomorrow. There we go. The WIB Wake Up Show, best 5 minutes of the day here on a Win It Wednesday. All right, well, Yanuma's a chiropractor, but he's wearing a different hat, and he's on the line with us this morning. Tim Gunderson, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell people what you did do and what you're doing now.
Yeah, so God has called me out of chiropractic practice after 15 years, and I have moved into a full-time position with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as our area director in Northwest Wisconsin.
So a longtime sports enthusiast, you love the Lord, but that's not a typical call.
Yeah, no. In fact, FCA had such an impact on my journey as a believer in high school, and just so grateful for Fall Creek and the leadership that was there, and the FCA that was there. And so that story started back in high school. God led me through chiropractic for a while, and then I really feel like He's just brought me into this new place and this new position. I'm really excited. I just started September 1st, but we are coming up on our banquet here coming up next week. So,
yeah, and it's kind of a milestone event, right?
Yeah, it is, actually. We're celebrating 50-plus years, just over 50 years that we've had FCA in Northwest Wisconsin, and so we're doing a little reminiscing. We're going to bring back Mark Hall is going to be kind of highlighting the end of the evening with some of our people that started it way back in, you know, the 50 years ago. We have Butch Preston's going to be back in town and sharing some stories, along with Denny Nelson, who was in Menominee. And so, anyway, it's just a great weekend. Mrs. Paulzer, Marlene Paulzer from Fall Creek, will also be on stage. And so we're going to share what's happening now in our ministry, which is awesome stuff God's using through the realm of sport, but also just reminisce and share the beautiful start that we had 50 years ago.
Mm. Fantastic. And there's still room for people. This is kind of a dessert banquet, right?
Yeah, it's a dessert banquet, and it'll be Monday night at Calvary, 6:30 p.m. start. We do like people to register ahead of time just because it helps us plan. But, yes, there is openings. There's spots for people to come. We'll get you in if you show up the night of at Calvary. But you can register online at wisconsinfca.org and click on events, and our event is right there. So you can register online is the best way to do it.
All right, wisconsinfca.org. Register. I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell you off air in terms of the table. The thing is, I don't know if anybody else, who else I'm bringing, but I'll check in with you on that here in just a moment. But as we wrap up, Tim, just briefly kind of hike at, you know, in terms of your story. I mean, you talked about it. You made some reference to it. So how did God use FCA?
Yeah, so we had, you know, such strong leaders within FCA and at Fall Creek. And it just really, really for the first time made Jesus in a relationship with Christ real in my life, and that was something that I needed to surrender to. And so just a awesome experience my sophomore year and then throughout my high school years. And in fact, early on in my college too, I did go back and serve at a camp, FCA sports camp, and was a huddle leader. And so just really a lot of formation that happened in my faith during those 2 years.
Mm, fantastic. All right. Well, congratulations on the new role. Way to listen to that still small voice of the Spirit leading in a not a typical direction, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Trained as a chiropractor and all those works, but we wish you the best. WisconsinFCA.org. Go get registered. It's going to be a fantastic night in terms of reflecting of all and celebrating, right? All that God has done, but looking forward to a bright future for FCA.
Exactly. We are so grateful for what has happened, but what is coming as well.
Thanks so much, Tim. We'll see you Monday night.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Again, that's going to be at Calvary Church on the west side of Eau Claire, wisconsinfca.org. Go ahead and let them know you're going to be there for that dessert banquet Monday night, 6:30 to 8, wisconsinfca.org.
It is Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Caleb and Halvo with you. Again, we give you a chance to win early when you wake up with us on Wednesday mornings. And this morning, we're going to a standby on this show, Wibbertle. It's a Wibbertle Wednesday. So if you have not won from us in the past 30 days any contest, you're eligible to call in at 715-723-2555. What do we have for prizes today, Hal?
Yeah, you know, and it's a fun and familiar game, and it's got its fans in the audience this morning. Micah Tyler's New Today CD, we already played I See Grace, a great song of his, and which I guess is on a different release. Anyhow, and also Pat Barrett.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Wibbertle, 715-723-2555. You guess a letter. If you guess a letter correctly, you get to guess again live on the air. If you guess a letter incorrectly, you hang up, but then you have a chance to call back in. The one big caveat with this is that you get one guess at the word, so use that guess wisely.
And we're saying if you haven't won in the last 30 days, right?
Yeah. So 715-723-2555. We want everybody to have a chance to win and have some fun here on a Win It Wednesday. 715-723-2555. It starts with the first caller giving us the first letter, obviously 26 available options.
Vowels are always smart. It's always smart to pick a vowel if you can. I mean, there's got to be an A, an E, an I, an O, or a U somewhere in there.
You would really think so. 715-723-2555. Not one, but two different CDs on the line. Who will be the brave soul who will call first? And again, it's okay to get an incorrect letter because you can certainly call back. Mm-hmm.
Maybe everybody was up late watching election coverage. Yeah, listening to WDOGO's election coverage last night.
715-723-2555. Here we go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning. This is Al from Tilden.
Hey, Al.
Al from Tilden. Go ahead. What letter?
Let's go with an O.
Let's go with an O.
No O.
Not an O. Call us back, Al. Call us back. Lines are open right now. You probably can get back through pretty quickly. 715-723-2555. 25 options left by my quick count here, Alvo. And let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your letter?
I.
I. Is there an I in there?
You
gotta get some vowels marked
off. We got two vowel
off.
Guesses, but those two are not in there.
Not an I. Try back. All right. But this helps. This helps to get two vowels knocked off. 715-723-2555. Al from Tilden is our contestant so far. And I think Al got back through again. Good morning. Well, wait a second. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Al from Tilden.
This is Al from Tilden. I was like, I think Al's getting through. And then I saw other names pop up. All right, Al.
Perseverance.
Go ahead, Al. What do you think?
I guess I'm going to try an A.
Try an A. Is there an A in there?
There is.
Good job.
There you go, Al. All right. So, A for Al. A is in there. What do you think, Al? Next guess.
Well, since that was lucky, I'll go for L as an L.
Is there an L in there? There's not. So, unless you want to take a wild guess at it, I would say hang up and try again, Al. But you've had pretty good luck so far getting through. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike from La Crosse. All right, friend, what do you think? What letter?
I'm going to say O.
Is there an O in there?
We already said no. You get another guess.
Yeah, try again, Mike.
All right, how about A?
A has already been guessed, and it is in there. So we're at blank A, blank, blank, blank. So guess again.
B.
B as in boy.
No B.
No B. All right, try again. You know the number, 715-723-2555.
We've eliminated B, I, and O so far. And L. And L.
Let's go here. Good morning. What's your guess? What letter?
Yeah, I will guess a T.
Is there a T in there?
There is.
Good job.
It's letter number three. So blank, A, T, blank, blank. Go ahead, guess again.
Is there a F?
F as in Frank?
No, S as in Sam.
S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
There's no S. There's no S. All right, try again. Try again. Let's go here.
So we know it's blank, A-T, blank, blank in our Wordle word today, Wibbertle.
Good morning. You're on the air in WWIB. What's your guess? Oh, let's catch him.
Yeah.
All right, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michelle from Elk Mound.
Michelle from Elk Mound. Go ahead. What letter?
I'm going to go with C.
Is there a C in there?
Good job.
There is. So what are we at before Michelle guesses again? What are we at, Alvo?
We've got blank, A-T-C, blank.
All right. So three of the five, 60% of this figured out, Michelle from Elk Mound. You get to guess again. What letter?
I'm going to go with the H.
An H.
You know what it is. Joke. The last letter.
There you go. So now we've got blank A-T-C-H. And now here's the thing, Michelle. You get really two guesses here because you can guess a letter. Even if you get the letter wrong, you can still guess the word if you want. Yep. But let's start with a letter. What do you think?
I'm going to go with M for Michelle.
M for Michelle. That is incorrect. It is not an M. All right, Michelle from Elk Mound, you get one guess at the word. Would you like to guess right now? I'd advise that you do before somebody calls in and takes it from you.
Okay, I'm going to go with a B.
A B for bat.
No, no, she gets guests again. B is already off the board.
Oh, B is off the
board.
So
let's help you out because B and I and L and M and O and S are gone. So choose another one that's not been declined.
Yeah, what do you think, Michelle?
Okay.
I know you're live on the air. You're trying to think
options.
Of all these
ash
words.
Options,
yeah, we know it's not match. We know it's not
bad.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go with...
Running through the alphabet, thinking of options.
I know. It's like, what's still up there?
Hatch.
Hatch. Is it hatch?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not, Michelle. We're sorry. Thank you so much for trying. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from La Crosse again.
All right, Mike, start off with a letter.
I'm going to say K.
K. Not K. Would you like to take a guess at the word, though, Mike?
We know it's blank A-T-C-H, Mike.
A-T-C-H.
Some sort of ash word. Don't want to try?
No, I'll call back.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. Let's go here. I think this is Al again. Is this Al from Tilden?
No, this is Tony from Menominee.
All right. Well, Tony from Menominee. It's an ach word, A-T-C-H. What do you think? But first, guess a letter.
P.
P. Is it P? It is P. What's that word, Tony from Menominee?
Patch.
We got a winner.
You're a winner.
You are indeed a winner, Tony from Menominee. Tony,
you're a winner.
If I'm not mistaken, he's a first-time Wibberto Wednesday winner, huh?
I think so. Yes.
Correct.
Tony, how does it feel?
Awesome. Great day.
Tony, congratulations. You take home the Micah Tyler New Today CD and the Pat Barrett self-titled release as well, okay?
You hang on the line for us,
awesome.
Tony. We'll get you info on how to pick up your prizes.
The Whip Wake Up Show on this Wednesday morning, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb. And, the average person needs a little bit of time to adjust after the clock change, Caleb.
Yeah, in fact, the number... generally speaking, is 3 days, which means maybe today is when we were starting to understand a little. Here's the thing. When I get off work at 5-ish or whatever, I'm still going to be saying probably for the next couple weeks, it feels really late. Uh-huh. Is it late? And it's not. It's 5:27 p.m., but it feels like it's 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Turns out 3 in 5 Americans don't actually mind daylight saving time all that much. Changing the clocks twice a year, though, that's another story. Yeah, according to a recent survey, 3 in 5 feel positively about daylight saving time as a general concept, but also still think the practice of moving clocks an hour forward and back should be abolished.
So how do those two jive? It's like, we want to keep it, but we don't want to do any work for it. I mean, here's the thing. The hardest clocks sometimes to set are the ones in your vehicle that you never touch, and then you realize,
right.
I think I'm just going to wait 6 months because I don't know how to deal with this.
And it's from November to March, so, you know, it's not even a full 6 months. So, anyhow, in the survey, the typical respondent said they needed 66 hours or over 2.5 days to adjust to a new routine after the clocks change.
And it comes on both sides, right? Because this morning, as I'm getting in the car and heading on the way to work, and, of course, you come in much earlier than I do, but I was like, well, it's kind of pleasant, actually, to have it be a little bit more light on my commute in. But again, as soon as I step out at the end of the day today, when it's that dark, I'm going to be back like, do I really like this? And the answer is probably no.
The big thing for me is I don't mind the fall back. You get the extra hour. It's the spring ahead an hour.
Yeah, I know. Can we just fall back twice?
Yeah, I know. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, and of course, Veterans Day on Friday, but Thanksgiving 2 weeks from tomorrow. And some people were asked, what is the one food or dish that you most look forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day? And you and I both kind of surprised by these results.
I sometimes wonder where these surveys are or what kind of people are actually like, sure, I'll take a survey. You know, but still, for what it's worth.
Let's work it from the bottom up here, all right? First of all, 2% of people said they're looking forward to everything. That was an acceptable answer, even though they said, what's one thing?
I know. I can't stand it when people do that. Oh, just everything. Think a little bit more. Right. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. What is the one food or dish that you most look forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day? 1% of people just said various other desserts. So, of course, you know that, you know, probably the traditional pie coming later in the list. But they said, yeah, other desserts than that.
Does that make them the 1%ers?
Because I guess so.
Casseroles also came in at 1%.
As did salad. Wheat. America, I'm probably with you on that, too. We need to be a little bit healthier.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, apparently 2% of people said, I'm most looking forward to the vegetables.
Now, here's the thing. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not putting salad and vegetables on your plate, but what are you most looking forward to?
Right.
So that's probably the way of looking at this. You know what? It's a great Wisconsin product, but cranberries and cranberry sauce, only 2% of people said that's the one food I'm most looking forward to.
Still, cranberries would take it. I mean, they're on the table. And other pies, again, not the best-known one, but other pies got 3%.
Also, again, this survey of what's one food or dish you most look forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day, ham. So saying, let's get away from the turkey and let's go with ham, just 3% of people. So I think turkey still seems to be on top.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts here. But anyhow, there is talk. We've got a couple of different family Thanksgiving celebrations, and there is talk of like ham being the prominent one at one of them, at least. 4% of the people said sweet potatoes and yams. Put some marshmallows on that. That was our answer to yesterday's trivia question.
It was indeed. Add 2% to that. 6% of people, I think this should be higher, just personally. 6% of people said the dish they're most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day is mashed potatoes. Put some gravy on that. It's fantastic.
I don't know. I would say, yeah, pumpkin pie. Oh, mashed potatoes. Well, I'll jump to the next one. Pumpkin pie, 6% also. And I think that's what I thought of, as well as something else tying it, if you'll allow me.
Now, 17%. So now, again, a lot of these are single-digit percentages. 17% of people said what I'm most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving, the stuffing, the dressing, the stuffing.
Yeah, wow. A lot of love for the stuffing. And finally, 46%, the number one answer to what's the one food or dish you're most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day, turkey.
Sure.
Now, I like the dark meat. I think you've already weighed in. I've heard you in the past.
I'm a white meat guy.
With the mashed potatoes, right?
This is the thing. The mashed potatoes with the white meat turkey and the stuffing and put gravy over all of it. I am good to go.
Okay. And I'm like, dark meat, dark meat. Yes. But I don't know if anybody else in my family is. And so we've got the talk of ham at something and a second potential family Thanksgiving we may have. And the general consensus is, oh, our family doesn't really like turkey. I'm like, hold it.
Really?
This is Thanksgiving.
What family?
Yeah.
Again, the general consensus, at least from this, is that, you know what? Turkey's where it's at. Mm-hmm.
What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this? Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
103.7 WWID. Yeah, the election was yesterday. We're still kind of getting results coming in. But the real announcement that America cares about and ought to care about, and all of America, that announcement coming tomorrow, Caleb.
We're previewing not an election, but a Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to learn which toys are going to go into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. We went over the finalists for you on an earlier show, and now the thoughts, the tension. I mean, these toys, how are they feeling?
Well, some of them have been waiting for a very long time.
I know. The 2022 finalists are Bingo.
Also, I never learned how to pronounce this from the last time we talked about it, but Breyer Horses.
Yeah. Catan.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Light Brights.
Nerf Toys.
Masters of the Universe.
Pinata.
Phase 10.
Pound Puppies.
Racco.
Spirograph.
And the top.
I feel like I should say, and the winner is, but no, we don't have that. So here's the deal. The public was able to vote through much of September. Did you vote, people? The three toys that receive the most public votes will make up a single player's choice ballot.
Okay, and then the ballot will be counted alongside those turned in by a national selection committee. How do you get on that? Whose members include industry experts, academics, and others.
Can I be
one of the others?
I want to be a toy academic.
Yes, please.
So the ones I feel are going to get in. I think Light Bright has been waiting a long time. I'm going back to the 70s, remembering Light Bright. I think Light Bright and Nerf Toys have got to make their way into the Toy Hall of Fame.
I would think so as well. And I don't know. I think it's kind of a dark horse here. But Spirograph, I remember discovering that in my grandparents' basement. It is so cool. I don't think it's going to make it in, but I think it is a classic.
How do you keep out the pinata, though?
Yeah, yeah, for real. And as much as I love Settlers of Catan, I think its time is coming later. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be this year, but Catan is fantastic.
The top is kind of forgotten. It's kind of a leftover. You say the last but not least. You almost go back to the Depression for the top.
Yeah.
And it's still not in.
And now it seems like tops have made a little bit of a comeback in some of those, like, battling tops toys.
Mm-hmm.
My kids know more about them than I do, but you walk through the store and they're like, oh, that's such a, what is it called, Beyblades or something? I think that's tops, I think.
We could talk Toy Hall of Fame finalists all day, but we just they'll probably take us off the air.
Yeah, 7:15 a.m., we will let you know who wins,
Friday.
And we'll see if those pound puppies still have sad eyes or not.